Marshall Municipal Utilities General Manager Jeff Bergstrom addressed an issue during the meeting of the MMU Board of Public Works on Thursday. Bergstrom said he knows the flooding event affected the community with a lot of flooded basements and backed up sewage. He said the sanitary sewer system in town did not back up due to the flooding at the wastewater treatment plant. There's kind of two separate issues there.
The sanitary sewer system is designed for sanitary sewer and some overflow. You take into account there's a fudge factor in that into inflow and infiltration. You know, there's a certain amount of stuff that you anticipate and expect. As the board knows, in 2008, utilities began a substantial effort to reduce inflow and infiltration on the utility side, which are the public main. In that time, we have replaced or refurbished since 2008 20.6 miles of sewer line at a cost of about $4.7 million. So we are investing lots of dollars in maintenance into our sanitary sewer collection system.
Bergstrom estimates that over 80% of the water that infiltrated MMU's sanitary sewer system came from private connections. Bergstrom said they've been discussing ways to address that, but it's complicated. He pointed out Marshall isn't the only community that has these issues.
There's not an easy solution. I mean, as a public utility, you can't go into private property and start poking your nose around and looking for things that you can't see otherwise. You know, we're going to continue to move forward with our plan. You know, I think after we have our, we're going to put in the budget a system flow study, modeling of our collection system next year. I think once we have those numbers, we'll have better information to have a plan and develop that plan. And that these are things we already had in place, not because of this type of event, but because the sanitary sewer mains had been fixed to a point we were starting to see issues at our treatment plant. We're either going to have to make an investment there, or we're going to have to make an investment where those dollars best spent.
Bergstrom said a lot of residents have picked up claims. Bergstrom was asked if MMU sends out someone when a customer has a claim.
We don't. How that works, I think there's a misconception out there as well. So that insurance is liability insurance. And that liability insurance covers us if we're negligent, if we would do something that caused the problem. What happens at that point, you know, we just turn those into insurance. Insurance would get a hold of us, and you know, typically if it's one house, they're going to say, well, when's the last time you cambered that main? When's the last time you cleaned that main? In other words, if you've done the things that you've needed to do, you know, as a utility to take care of that, and, you know, if we have, then they're not going to pay the claim. I mean, it just, that's how it works. And if we've done something or haven't done something that we should have, then there's a chance they could.
You can read more and hear more from Bergstrom with this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. To clarify, Saline County Assessor Jessica Adcock Goodman says residents do not need a certified appraisal to sign up for the appeal process regarding the assessed value of their property. The process could include as many as three steps. Step one is the informal hearing. Goodman says, we ask that you schedule an informal hearing before proceeding to the Board of Equalization hearings. Informal hearings are scheduled with the assessor's office and can be scheduled by calling 660-886-4380 during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Step two is the Board of Equalization. If you are not satisfied with your value, you may contact the county clerk at 660-886-3331 to schedule an appointment. The Board of Equalization is made up of members appointed by the Saline County Commission. And step three is the State Tax Commission hearings. If you're still not satisfied, hearings will be conducted after you have appeared before the Board of Equalization during the current year and have filed the proper forms with the State Tax Commission by September 30th or 30 days after the Board of Equalization's decision, whichever is later. For additional information, you can contact the State Tax Commission of Missouri. You can find that address by going to the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. A 22-year-old Waverly woman suffered serious injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Lafayette County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as Brenda Butler overcorrected her westbound vehicle, which had traveled off the right side of the roadway, and the vehicle began to skid, traveled off the roadway, returned to the roadway, and overturned. Butler, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by Life Flight helicopter to Center Point Medical Center in Independence for treatment. The crash happened at 2:02 p.m. on U.S. Highway 24 west of Kettner Road. A little bit of everything is planned for Independence Day tomorrow at Indian Foothills Park in Marshall. Marshall Parks and Recreation Director Chad Unterreiner explains much of what is planned for the celebration.
We're going to be celebrating our nation's birthday with many opportunities to be in the park with all the different activities that we have. We're going to start out with putting flags around the statue up off Eastwood. Those flags will be up until 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and then at 1 p.m. we will have the Aquatic Center open. It'll be a $1 entry from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then we'll have the municipal band starting at a special time at 8 p.m. on the south entrance by the Powerhouse Ministry buildings, and then after at the conclusion of the band, we will start the fireworks show around 9 o'clock. They'll be shot off from hole 7 on the golf course, so no need to leave, no need to go anywhere. Just camp out there and enjoy the show for the night.
Unterreiner notes that with the recent flooding that affected the lower part of the park, the Eastwood entrance will be closed, so there will be only one way in and out of the park, which is on the west side by the Kitty Park. The fireworks extravaganza is being sponsored by the Marshall Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to news on KMMO. Graveside service for 94-year-old Pearl Bray of Sedalia and formerly of Sweet Springs, who died June 29th, will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. There will be no visitation. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Sweet Springs is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.